for a setting the bar story.
That's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, imagine checking your rearview mirror when you're driving and seeing this stare back at you. It's a setting the bar story, so if you can manage to make it through the day without driving around without knowing there's a rattlesnake living in your car for 2 weeks, you're doing okay.
Oh, no, sir. Oh, burn it. Start over.
Yeah. The woman is named Milan. She lives in Arizona, so rattlesnakes are more common in that area of the country than they are here, right? But she thinks it's been in her car for about 2 weeks. So
how could she tell?
It must have, because she, well, where
like
she
noise?
Parks her car. And so she was thinking, okay, it probably slithered into my car when I was here. And that was 2 weeks ago, right?
Okay.
So she was getting in her car with her boyfriend, and her boyfriend kind of sees it just curled up in the back seat.
In the back seat?
First a laugh and then panic, and I lost my mind, and he turned around and he had seen a tongue kind of like flipping at him. He's like, get out of the car. And so I freeze up, because I'm like, when I get scared, I freeze. In a state where there's lots of critters and lots of things that can get into small spaces, personal spaces, to know what to do in that situation and who to call. We got real comfortable in that car. That snake made its home in there.
Yeah, it was a diamondback, which is one of the most venomous snakes in the country. And so it was just chilling in her back seat. She didn't know. And luckily, her boyfriend said we weren't driving, because if we were, she would have definitely wrecked the car.
Oh, yeah, 1,000%. I mean, when she says, you know, I freeze, I could feel that.
Yeah.
I'd be like, play dead.
Yeah.
If I just play dead.
Right. Have you ever been driving and you see like a bug
spider.
Or a spider? Yeah,
a spider.
Exactly. Start crawling
like
across.
Comes down from the ceiling?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or starts crawing across the dashboard and you're like, oh gosh, oh gosh, oh gosh.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like you want to pull over, but you can't pull over maybe.
Right.
And yeah.
Right.
And then you're thinking.
And you just have to wage battle while you're driving.
And you're like, it's just a spider. It's not going to harm me. But then in your brain is like, it's a spider.
It's going to crawl in my ear or my nose if I don't take care of it right now.
It's going to get in my lap. I need to see it at all times. Otherwise,
yep.
If I lose it, then it's going to pop up somewhere else and bite me.
I mean, precarious situation, but not a diamondback snake in the backseat.
Yeah, because you like.
Oh my goodness.
You know, I guess experts say things like that getting into cars pretty uncommon.
Well, it's possible.
She now always checks under her seats before she drives.
Yeah.
I did have a family of mice living in my glove box at one point.
They didn't live like forever, though.
Well, that's how I discovered them.
Oh.
They had sadly passed on.
Oh boy.
And you're probably hearing that going, Ben is a disgusting person.
It's not a good sound.
No, it's not a good sound.
Yeah,
it doesn't paint me in a great light. I know.
Yeah.
I get it. But, you know, it was an old car and it was kind of parked and I didn't use it very often. And
no,
so,
and you did relocate the mice before you donated it. I was there to witness it.
Yeah, I was going to say it was a car that I donated to Goodwill. And yes, the mice that were living there. That had been deceased. I did give him a proper burial. So.
Oh, good.
Okay. All right. So, anyways, let's getting back to the setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without driving around without knowing there's a rattlesnake living in your car for 2 weeks, you're doing okay.
Oh, no critters in the car. Oh, dang it. Oh, wow.
That is your setting the bar story.